Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Everybody! It's my understanding.
You say you are such a cool dude and you know all these songs. You got to work on that rhythm thing because you'll be off beat, man.
Maybe I'm delayed a little bit.
No. It was a delay. That wasn't a delay.
That's just my own. I dance to my own drum, B. Listen, here's some important news. It is officially Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah.
It's my understanding, Cody, you could go to that ABC store over there by Wegmans and get a bottle of Scotty's now. They're in Virginia, baby. They're making moves.
Uh-oh.
Who else is making moves are the Commanders. Today is rookie minicamp. Did they have rookie minicamp when you were coming up, B?
Yeah.
What'd you make of it?
As a rookie, it's the biggest thing in the world to you. You get a chance to start working for the team that just drafted you. You know it's going to be other people around, so you want to – make sure you go out there and do something to get people talking about you. So it's a jump start. It's the beginning of what you hope to be a long, long time.
Yeah. For those guys, it's got to be really cool. Now,
I hear everybody not a rookie or not playing always saying what's important and what's not. Dude, everything is important to these dudes.
You talk about
just
trying to
lifting
make a first impression.
It's the most important thing in the world right now.
Right.
They want to leave an impression. They want the people to see how they work, what they do. All that stuff comes to play.
Totally. Agreed. Jeff, did you just see that video? Tailgate 10, apparently.
Yeah.
Yo, B, you got to watch that video in the next break. Cody just sent me this video. Tailgate 10 got into it with some professional TikTok troll. It's pretty funny. It's definitely not suitable for the air.
Really?
But Tailgate Ted was standing up for his team and his city for sure.
Tell him, Ted.
All right. Now, as much news as the Jaden Tress thing made, it's now over. I think all parties are happy. I just got this tweet that I like. Paige Fadden says, I'm buying a new Tressway jersey after seeing how well he handled it. Love him so much. True class act. Awesome. Cool. And I bet a lot of people are going to order Jaden Daniels jerseys now, which is also awesome and cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's another little bit of jersey conversation.
Jersey gate.
Because the Commanders assigned all the rookies' numbers, not just Jaden, all of them. Let's go through. Johnny Newton, the 36th overall pick, he's getting 95.
All right.
Javonte Jean-Baptiste, seventh rounder out of Notre Dame, number 90. I think that's Montez Sweat's old number.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Sennett, 82, previously worn by Logan Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Coleman, 74. I feel like 74 is a good tackle number. I like this. My man Jordan McGee, the Temple linebacker, is wearing 58. Cool. That's a regular linebacker number. Yeah. I'm at the point now where I kind of like when people just wear regular numbers. Dominique Hampton, safety, number 45. Mm. Brian, I have a feeling that should he make the roster and other numbers emerge, he ain't wearing 45.
Never know.
Sure.
If I make the team wearing 45, I'm going to wear 45.
That's true. 45 just doesn't really strike me as a safety number. 45 is what, like a fullback number?
Yeah.
But everything's different nowadays. Luke McCaffrey. You know what number Luke McCaffrey is wearing?
What number did Mr. Luke get?
I believe this was Gus Frerotte's number. Is that right?
What number?
12.
I can't remember what Gus wore. I think it was 12.
I'm pulling it up. Gus wore 12.
Yeah.
Boom. I doubt that's why Luke McCaffrey's wearing 12, but Gus did wear 12.
Now, I just don't see receivers or anybody wearing 12 other than a quarterback. Be honest with you.
Honestly, I could see like a punter wearing 12.
Yeah, somebody like that, but yeah. not a receiver.
Yeah, I wonder, was he 12 in college?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he just really want a lower digit number?
But normally, to be honest with you,
dude,
rookies don't choose numbers.
Right.
They hand you a number.
Right. I don't know what year he was wearing 12, but he did wear 12 in college. And think about this, B. He could have, because he grew up playing quarterback, maybe he wore 12 growing up.
Could be.
I don't know. Of course, we all know about Jaden Daniels at number 5. But a lot of people are jumping to a lot of conclusions that Mikey Samristil is wearing number 2, the cornerback out of Michigan. Why are people jumping to conclusions about this? Because De'Ami Brown is currently on the roster and wears number 2.
Okay.
Landfill, what was the conclusion you reached in the text thread last night?
De'Ami Brown is definitely getting cut.
Okay.
And maybe not, but he won't be wearing number 2.
Well, I think, because you're not the only person that said that, Landini, and it's too far of a conclusion to jump to that Sam is still wearing 2 means De'Ami Brown is automatically cut. What happens this time of year, they have 90-man rosters. Some guys just wear the same number. And
yeah, but when a guy's a number 2 pick, yeah. Jay, you can,
if this
you
was
can make
a,
that sound how you want. If both of them make the team, Sam is still going to have that number.
I tend to agree with you.
In this situation, De'Ami has to now step up and show exactly what he said he was when he got here. See, the whole thing about it is, like, we always talk about certain coaching staff didn't draft the person. They didn't draft him. They drafted a guy that Nick Saban said was the best football player in the draft. And Nick Saban gets a lot of damn respect from people when it comes to football. He said that kid right there, 5'9", is the best player in the draft. You think he's going anywhere? Nope. So maybe, just maybe, somebody else going to be looking for a number.
I agree. It's worth pointing out that guys wear duplicates this time of year because they have 90-man rosters. And then numbers get figured out later into the season. That said, it doesn't look like great news for De'Ami.
Hey.
And, I mean, hell, we talked about that when we – like went through the roster. Like, what do they have right now? And I don't think, I don't think the receiver position is particularly strong. And De'Ami's got to show them.
Hey man, one thing about pro sport, it is a damn, it's a show me job. So every year you got to show.
Totally. I mean, you still have receivers getting signed. Tyler Boyd, I think, just signed with the Titans. Mm. Did Zay Jones sign? I know he was taking visits. Like, there are still dudes out there. There will probably be some releases in the next couple weeks. You know, I think, is Sterling Shepard still available? I mean, kind of how the Giants always kill the Commanders. I feel like that dude always killed
the Commanders. He's had a hell of a career against the Commanders.
Right. Now, I mean, maybe he's 31. Maybe people think he's too old. I don't know that that's the case. But, yeah, I think he's a free agent right now. Maybe he's coming off injury, though, or something. So, the De'Ami Brown thing, I don't know. You played in the league a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine after year two or so, like, when did you feel kind of established and maybe not comfortable? Because, you know, being comfortable in the NFL is pretty dangerous as a player.
I don't think I was ever comfortable, but I felt established after year two.
So after year two, you were, like, no longer, I don't know if concern is the right way, but you're like, all right, I'm number 30, this thing's sticking around, right?
They never gave nobody my number.
When I was
from year one all the way through. So.
But how much did you think, care, pay attention to your number? Like, when did it start to really matter?
When I started caring about my number, I never really worried about my number. I worried about being ready to play. And everything else is take care of itself. Like, every time they brought a player in that was in my position, I basically worked out with him, alongside him, and I showed them I was better than him. I don't give a damn who it was. You weren't going to be stronger than me. You're no faster than me. And if I still can outrun the young dude and I've been doing it consistently for years, they go with the thing that they know instead of what they don't know. So I always welcome the young dudes. Hey, come lift. We're going to lift at 7 in the morning. We're going to do our running at 7, 7:30. Because they're looking. I'm giving them something to look at. And I think the problem is people do get comfortable. And they stop competing. I competed the whole time.
Right.
And because I watched Daryl, Art, Ernest Biner. I watched those dudes who were established competing as if this is their first year. So I picked up that. I never was a person like, oh, I know I'm going to make the team. Mm-mm. I was confident I would because I had worked hard enough to make sure I put myself in that position. But I wasn't just like resting on my laurels.
Well, here's why I ask, right? Because I guess Mariota picked 0, which I think is odd, but whatever. For a quarter, I mean, doesn't that just strike you as odd that a quarterback's taking 0, but whatever.
Anybody that takes 0 is odd to me.
I mean, the biggest 0, like the biggest name that wore 0 that I can think of is Gilbert Arenas, who I rooted for and enjoyed, but he's a little odd. But Sanristil apparently wore 0 at Michigan. Like, you can just look in our chat right now, and people are saying, you know, Mariota should switch so Sanristil can get 0. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah, but Mariota is a veteran guy playing quarterback. You notice they didn't give what's called number 0 also, right?
Hartman?
No. They didn't give Sanristil 0 with Mariota, right?
Right.
Okay.
Landfill
may be on to something.
It might say more about De'Ami than we realize. What I believe, though, is I'm not positive on this, but I'm pretty damn sure. Did De'Ami wear 2 in college? I think he did. I'm pulling that up right now. Yeah, De'Ami wore 21 and then 2 in college. I'm pretty sure De'Ami has a 2 tattooed on him, and it says Deuce. So I wonder. I can't imagine that sitting great with him. But, again, they have duplicates this time of year. It's not the end of the world. What, if anything, do you think coaches want to see during rookie minicamp?
They want to see guys if they can retain information. They want to see how guys react, how guys compete. If a guy makes a mistake, they want to see if he can get over it quickly. If a guy has success, they want to see if he's going to forget about it and move on to the next play, or will he walk around like a peacock? And then he keeps messing up on the next play. You know what I mean? They want to see from one day to the next, does he come back the next day and know everything, or does he forget it all? So the mental aspect and how fast a guy moves right now is important to the coaches.
Well, I think we might learn a little too here about DQ. I mean, we haven't seen him in like a coaching capacity yet, and that'll be interesting, kind of the pace of practices. I think when we had Nikki on earlier in the week, she was saying that she wants to see like how they run, how, you know, station to station kind of thing. And then I wonder if they'll be in the bubble today because it's just kind of crappy out here.
I mean, today, yeah, go in the bubble because you want to, you don't want to mess up. You want to get everything you can out of it. Since they're not really going as hard today and all that, you go inside to where you know every play is going to matter. You go outside, you don't want people slipping down and all that stuff in the beginning. Now, if the season is going on and it's supposed to rain this weekend, they practicing this.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
I would totally agree with that. And Ron was really good. Ron wanted to be outside pretty much no matter what, unless there was a serious weather event or, you know, the fields were underwater or something. I think today, man, you can go in the bubble. But I'm curious kind of the flow of everything. Lanville thinks Diami's getting cut. I don't know if we – did we check in with Jeff on that? Do you think this Sam Still thing means Diami's out?
It could be, but we never know. Diami could go in this camp and have a great camp and have a breakout season, being optimistic. But we just never know. But it could say that, you know, just because you was on this team before we got here does not mean you have seniority on the new, you know, things that's going forward.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if the players didn't already know that, and it's possible for Diami, this is his first regime change, for lack of a better word. Although I think Turner really liked him, and Turner was why they drafted Diami. So he's already seen a change in OC. But ultimately, man, it's production. And he's got to be aware that the production isn't there. That said, last year there wasn't a ton of production for anybody.
What was that saying? I say, Jay, easy to get drafted. It's hard to stay around.
Yeah.
So, and guys have to understand that. And I hope that's it's a message that the coaches give them. Because, you know, like when I saw guys constantly messing up and they kept getting put on the field week in and week out, you basically were telling other players that you could play horrible and you still get a chance to play. That's not a good message for a coach to put out.
Totally. I mean, it undercuts the entire spirit of competition or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of ways, dude, because we talked so much about specialists this week, like the decision to kind of think about the decision to run off Morgan Moses wasn't about play on the field. Decision to get rid of Nick Sundberg really wasn't about play on the, you know what I mean? Like some of these older veteran dudes that
guys who would
had opinions
stand up.
Right. And
I thought you want that type of person on the team.
Right. It's an interesting kind of new day in Ashburn, and today is really barely getting the first look at it. I think next week when we're out here for OTAs and all the players are here will be much, much different. But it's going to be wildly exciting to go watch Jaden Daniels throw in person. That, like, just the football nerd in me is really excited about seeing that. I want to see Brandon Coleman. I just want to see his ability to move.
But I'll be honest with you, you're not going to get much today.
I know. I mean, I'm talking about a tackle. I'm definitely not going to get much out of a tackle.
Yeah.
I'm curious about – I want to see McCaffrey's fluidity in person. But, dude, to your point, B, I think they're practicing for an hour. Like, I don't think we're going to get much of anything.
Very possible.
Right? Like a training camp practice would probably be 90 minutes, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, depending on the day and what they're doing. Today is just a – in golf parlance, today would be a hit and giggle. Coming up next, Chase Hughes covers the Wizards and the NBA for Monumental. Chase Hughes is heading to Chicago for the NBA draft lottery, which for whatever reason they've decided to hold Mother's Day Sunday at 3 o'clock. I want to catch up on the association and the Wiz draft odds when we return.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place the same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years or older, present in Virginia, present in D.C. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Match refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Damn. Not getting much support here, boys. What's new? You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley right now. Going
Work
to the
out.
It is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and as a matter of fact, I just found this out. I acquired this information, Brian. The St. John's, the high school up in D.C., you know, D.C. Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's College High School, I think, is the official name. Scotty's, they're having their alumni golf tournament today. They are a Scotty's is a sponsor of the golf tournament. They got a big table set up, a tent. Imagine a lot of people hanging out under that tent with the rain. And if it's cold and rainy on a golf course and you've already paid to play, you're going to hang out at the vodka tent for sure.
Yep, definitely.
All right, right now on the BetQL guest line is our guy Chase Hughes. Chase covers the Wiz, is going to Chicago for the lottery this weekend. Chase, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Dude, let's start with the surprise last night of Cleveland beating Boston and beating them kind of handily.
Boston does this yearly,
they,
man.
They love to lay an egg.
Yeah, I think it was surprising and how convincing of a win it is. But, you know, the Cavaliers are a really good team, and I think their size and their physicality can give a team like the Celtics fits. Those are two question marks for them, especially with Porzingis out in terms of size. But, you know, Donovan Mitchell, I think it was a reminder that he is a borderline superstar in this league. But also, I saw that game as kind of an anomaly. I don't expect that to be repeated really for the rest of the series, because you look at the stat lines for guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they had off nights. Jrue Holiday had 4 points. Derek White had a bad game. I don't think you're going to see it again where all four of those guys don't shoot well, but certainly Jrue Holiday and Derek White, two all-defensive guards, are going to have to do a better job stopping Donovan Mitchell, because he was 5 of 7 from three and was getting into the paint at will.
Whenever he felt like it. I mean, they couldn't stop him. He was cooking them, but it listen, we could talk about Jrue Holiday and Derek White all we want. They're going to have to get Tatum and Brown to play at a higher level than they played. They had 44 points amongst the two of them last night. They paid way more. They paid way better than that. Brown makes what? Damn near $60 million a year?
Right. I mean, those are the guys that are going to be the separators for Boston if they go far in the playoffs and if they're able to win the first title in the Jason Tatum era. You know, I heard a stat about the how closely contested the three attempts that they had were, that it was something like close to 80% were closely contested threes. So what my takeaway from that is that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown got to get in the paint and open up some space on the perimeter for their shooters, because Boston is a really good offensive team and they're a very good three-point shooting team. But no matter how good of a shooter you are, unless you're Steph Curry, you need at least a little bit of daylight to get threes down. And obviously, you know, the Cavaliers, you know, tip your cap to them and their defense. But I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are still the best players on the floor, ultimately, especially Jason Tatum. And they're going to have to prove that.
Dude, from a plus minus, Tatum was a minus 22 and Brown was a minus 29. Like, I mean, good luck. They shot 8 of 35 from three. I think Boston, last night especially, was just too reliant on the three and looked a little soft. And Kristaps Porzingis ain't the answer to that either. I remember when the Wiz traded for him, I was like, that dude's always hurt. And here we are, playoff time for Boston, and he's been really good all year, and he's hurt. And there's no real timeline on his return, right?
Right. I mean, it sounds like if they make the conference finals, he could return then. And, you know, if they do go on a finals run, then there's a chance he could be healthy when they need him the most. But certainly when he's out of the lineup, then size is a concern. He could help them with that when he comes back. He could certainly help them with their scoring depth. I don't think they're going to have an offensive night like they did last night if he's on the court and healthy. But, you know, the being soft and the physicality that you mentioned, that is one question mark for the Celtics, because I thought they had a terrific offseason last summer. Some of the trades they made are continuing to look better and better, and the depth that they got in their starting lineup is pretty much unmatched. But they lost a lot of their physical, most physical players, guys like Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, yeah. Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon. Like, Boston for many years has been known as kind of like a football team on the basketball court, where they've got guys that, you know, are built like NFL linebackers, and they lost all those dudes. So they're kind of more of a finesse team now. And so I think an opponent like the Cavaliers can take advantage of that. And especially if they move on and face the New York Knicks, and if the Knicks can get a little bit healthier, then that could really be something to watch.
The Knicks are just so beat up.
Yeah.
Let's switch over to the Mavs last night. I mean, that's a really good win. The Thunder have been really good, especially at home. Luka was awesome, but damn, that dude's a diva, man. Like, he rolled his ankle, and he's like, it looks like he's dying. And on that same possession, he gets the ball and knocks down a three. Like, I don't know. He's a great player.
Yo, undeniably, man, he could play football. Austin Rivers.
Yo, Austin Rivers, that is not your guy, Austin. What do you think happens in that series now tied up 1-1?
Well, first of all, it was a very eventful night for Luka. I'm surprised you honed in on that, because he also had an interaction with a fan who he said something about his family. And then, of course, what happened in the postgame press conference, I won't go into it.
Yo, actually, out there hasn't we should heard, play that audio. Let's play that audio later. That is wild. That maybe that'll crazy. Be our shocking audio at the end of the show like we had yesterday.
Yeah, definitely shocking. I've been in a lot of those settings, never seen or heard that before. But Luka, it was a great it was great proof that he is healthy, even though on that one sequence he didn't look healthy, because that was a question mark in game one. But my takeaway from that game was just the depth and experience of the Dallas Mavericks. I had a good feeling that they'd win game two, because they had lost, I think, five straight game ones, including last series against the Clippers, who were missing Kawhi Leonard. They lost that game one and still won the series. But you look at their depth when everything is clicking, and Kyrie Irving, like, he's a better number two than the Thunder have. Like, I think SGA and Luka, it's a lot closer than people think. I think they kind of cross each other out. They're both MVP candidates. I actually had an NBA scout earlier this year tell me he'd rather have SGA than Luka, and I thought it was kind of crazy at the time, but it is actually very close. But Kyrie Irving, compared to the number two on the Thunder, is not very close. And the depth that the Mavs have and the experience that they have, they can go on like extended runs when Luka's not on the court. We saw that last night. Yeah, they grew the lead to double digits, and then Luka comes in and he's all of a sudden getting to the free throw line and slowing the game down. And that's a really tough combination. So, you know, that's the one thing that the Thunder are trying to battle is inexperience, because you don't often see young teams go deep in the playoffs. They're the youngest team ever to make it this far.
Well, dude, it's also the Thunder last night also just didn't shoot well. They were 10 of 30, and like when they had a chance to cut it, they just couldn't knock down a bucket. Chase, we're going to run out of time, and there's a lot I want to talk about. Two really good games tonight. Oddly, the two series where the higher seeded, I guess the two series that are 2-0 have been the better games, though. Knicks, Pacers, they go back to Indy. I think that place is going to be fired up. Nuggets, T-Wolves going to Minnesota. The Nuggets might be dead here, man. What do you expect tonight? Fast, if you can.
Yeah, I think the Knicks get past the Pacers ultimately pretty easily. The Pacers' 28th-ranked defense, just not the recipe to go deep in the playoffs. And that, you know, the Nuggets are going to win some games, but the Timberwolves beating the Nuggets in game two as convincingly as they did, that to me says that they're going to go to the conference finals and maybe well beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, dude. That defense is unreal.
Do you think if Boston plays like they did last night, they can beat Minnesota?
I mean, Minnesota might be the wrong matchup for them with the size that they have and the defense and the physicality. So if they play like last night, I don't think there's any chance they could beat the Timberwolves. I think the Celtics win the title over the Timberwolves in the final. That was my pick going in, but that's looking a little shaky at the moment.
All right, let's talk this weekend. Our guy Chase Hughes covers the Wiz. You're going out to Chicago for the lottery. What are the Wiz odds, and who do we want? Like, there's no Wemby this year. It's a bunch of French dudes I've never heard of.
It's Wimpy this year.
Yeah, so they have a 14% chance to get the number one pick. It's tied for the highest odds, but they technically have the second best odds because they had the second worst record. So the Detroit Pistons have the best odds. They can't fall further than five. The Wizards can technically fall to six, but either way, it'll be the best pick they've had since at least 2013 when they got Otto Porter Jr. third overall. So they have very good odds. No consensus number one pick at this point. Oftentimes, you know who the number one pick is on lottery night, but it's probably, I think, going to be either Alex Saar or Zachary Risacher, those two French dudes you mentioned, because they've got the best combination of size, athleticism, and skill set. And I think if you're picking first overall, you got to go with someone who has the stuff that you can't teach, which is size and athleticism. And one last quick point, I know there's no consensus number one pick this year, but that's not always a bad thing. If you go back to 2020, we did not know who the number one pick was going to be until the week of the draft. It ended up being Anthony Edwards, and he's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They can't fall below four, you said?
Six.
He's a unicorn.
Six. If they fall to six, goodness gracious, Le Boulay. Thank you, Chase. Appreciate you,
all
buddy.
All right, Chase. Be cool, brother.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, go to Gibson Steakhouse when you're in Chicago.
There you go. Safe travels to Chicago. When we come back, Cody Betts, real or fake, Mike Jones at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I like this song. It's a good Scotty's Vodka Red Bull song. What else is a good Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday? Is our guy Cody Betts coming on for some real or fake? Cody's done this a million times, worked with us in person for a long time before he became a famous tech executive, but seems incredibly nervous to join us right now. Hello,
Why
Cody.
Is he Are you nervous?
I don't know.
Man, you should have seen me last week when I called in. I mean, I was walking, pacing around the room.
You're just weird, Cody.
I need some relaxers or something.
You do. Like Xanax or weed or something. You need it, man.
Why are you making a man take some weed? What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Why are you putting him on weed?
Weed will help him relax.
Oh, Lord.
You don't think getting stoned helps you relax? Jeff, tell him.
Why are you just putting everybody on Front Street?
All right, Cotto. Explain real or fake to the people, and let's get down to business.
All right, I'm going to give you all some headlines. You're going to determine whether I made them up or I found them online. Number one, here we go. Fort Lauderdale spring breaker arrested after stealing jet ski rental.
That seems completely
real. That seems real as hell.
Are the boys in the aquarium?
Boys, you want to jump in?
That is definitely real. I believe anything with the Florida headline.
Especially at spring break.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Next one. Florida man bites chunk out of deputy's head.
Real.
Yeah, I'm also going real. I'll also believe anything with Florida.
Florida.
So I kind of think he's setting us up and the spring break thing was fake and this is real. But I'm going real because it's Florida.
I'm going fake.
All right. Iowa restaurant cook sentenced to 10 years in jail for storing human remains inside walk-in freezer.
You know what, Cody? I'm starting to think you need to be in jail because you always talk about somebody storing some dead bodies in the freezer.
Hey, man, last week's was real.
I mean, it seems like a reasonable place to store a body.
And then it's Iowa.
Yeah, and it's kind of – I'm going real.
I'm going real. I don't trust Iowa.
Jeff?
I'm going to go fake. That's the loop.
I'm also going fake. I got to be honest here, fellas. I'm having a real tough time of keeping track of how everyone has voted. So we're just going to have to be honest at the end.
All right, next one. TSA discovered a bag with small snakes in passenger pants.
Real.
Snakes in your pants?
Snakes in your pants.
Real.
Nah, that's just the plot from Snakes on a Plane.
Except I think I saw pants. That one online.
Great movie, by the way.
Have you actually watched Snakes on a Plane?
Of course.
Plane
I've seen it like 10
awful.
Times.
Snakes on a Plane is
I go
awful.
Fake.
If There's no way you watch that, Snakes you on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane, great
you
movie.
You should be on a firing line.
All-time good movie.
B, there's no way you've actually watched Snakes on a Plane.
I started watching it and I turned it off. It was awful. That's garbage.
B. Mitch, what would you rather do, watch Snakes on a Plane or drink mimosas with a bunch of men?
Watch Snakes on a Plane.
In Snakes on a Plane, after the snakes kill the pilots, Kenan Thompson lands the plane because he's playing a video game about landing planes. It's great.
Whoa, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
it came out 20 years ago.
Nobody want to hear about
that. I just watched Friday last week. So.
Great Friday's movie. Good.
Really good.
Friday's great. Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane is great.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch that one. I'm going to be honest.
Landfill is awesome.
Hold on. You said you just saw Friday last week?
Yeah, last week on the flight home from Boston.
Wow.
It's a great flick.
All right.
Hold on. I never voted. I don't know if any. Who? Snakes in your pants. What do real. You vote? B says real. Landfill?
I said fake because it's the plot to the Snakes on the Plane.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Landini on this one. Fake.
I'll go fake too.
All right.
That sounds fake.
Last one here. Colorado woman tried to steal a pickup truck but couldn't handle the stick shift.
I mean,
that's real.
The way you tried to like weirdly sexualize that, you I fully applaud you.
Real.
Two votes real, Landini?
I'm going to vote real.
I'm going to go fake. I think that's fake.
All right. That was all of them for this week.
They're, like, stick shift cars kind of don't exist anymore. They're, like, hard to find.
Yeah, right. I mean, Colorado in the mountains, they might have one still.
That's true.
Just one.
All right, let's run through them. We all said the Spring Breaker was real.
That one was fake.
I knew it.
Made that one up.
You were trying to – that was the give. That was the
JP,
okey-doke.
You didn't know it because you said
yeah,
that it was
you
real.
Said real. What the hell?
Right, but I said, yo, I think he's faking us out.
Say. We know what you bet.
Yeah, I mean, you're correct.
All right, the next one was the Florida man bites chunk out of deputy's head. That one was real. That was recent.
That's gross.
That's Florida, bro.
Next one was Iowa restaurant cook sentenced to 10 years in jail for storing human remains inside walk-in kitchen freezer. That one was fake.
All right, you are weird with the freezer bit.
I mean, now it's a bit. Like,
I'm sitting in front of you, so it's a little different.
Hey,
I
JP,
just,
you're what? In his house. Do you see a freezer?
I should check the freezer.
You might want to move, dog.
Is there a deep freeze there? Because
hold on. You know I got there. A camera up. Here, well, there's Cody and his freezer.
We're just going to open up the freezer?
I don't know if everybody on the stream can see.
Hey, man.
It's a lot of Costco
hey, JP,
in there.
If you see a freezer, leave.
Yeah, if he's got, like, the big deep freezer somewhere else.
Yeah, JP, I don't think you can get in there. Your ears won't fit in there.
that's rough.
The next one was TSA discovered a bag with small snakes in passenger pants. That one's real. That one's out of Miami.
Bam. I no, I
ooh,
saw that.
Florida.
Who is putting snakes in their pants?
A dumbass.
In the movie, they put the snakes on the plane because there was a witness on the plane and they were trying to take the plane down.
Spoiler, we already talked about this. What? Give me a – all right, at this point I need to know. Give me the brief book report on snakes on a plane. What happens?
I explained it to you. There's a guy. He's the witness to a crime. I think it was a murder, organized crime involved. And they got to fly him from Hawaii to like L.A. or something. And he's going to be on a plane, obviously. And they put snakes on the plane so it'll kill everyone and the plane will crash. And then the guy's dead. He can't testify. And then Sam Jackson.
What is Samuel L. Jackson's role?
Well, he you know, delivers the greatest line in the history of movie. but on basic cable, it's I'm tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
yeah, he says is Samuel
he
L. Jackson
Friday
like
Friday more than anybody in history on movies.
Is he like a police officer?
Yeah, I think he's like an air marshal or something.
Okay, all right. Well, there you have it. Snakes on a plane. Last one.
He opens some windows.
Great. Like Paul Henry could help him.
All right. Last one. Colorado woman tried to steal a pickup truck but couldn't handle a stick shift. That was real.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the car stealing business, you're probably an idiot anyway. But if you try to steal a car that you can't physically drive, you're an extra idiot. Kodo, these were great. You want to say bye to the people on the stream? Let me make sure I got you there.
Okay. Thanks for having
That's
me on.
That's Cody Betts. That's his freezer.
I know we mentioned Cody was nervous, but can we just bring up that JP asked Cody to count to 10 and he had a complete meltdown?
Cody, give us a 10 count. And he just stood there like frozen like a dead body in a freezer.
What the hell is wrong with Cody, man?
Mike Jones from The Athletic joins us next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature.
Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.